Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Q&A webinar for the Take the Top 10 Google course. Tonight, we're going to get some of your questions answered about what in the world is this course all about, what in the world is WordPress all about, some basic questions that you'll get something pretty valuable out of, just about ranking more than one time in the top of Google, and just a little bit of a really an open forum to just let you guys ask me questions. Hopefully more or less pertaining to that subject, by the way. In this type of webinar, we prefer to not answer outside of this particular subject type of questions. But there's two ways that you can ask your questions. One, a lot of you have already given me your questions when you registered and or emailed me your questions. I've got a lot of questions here. I've already got a good list of the most frequently asked questions, which is going to help a lot because, funny enough, several of you asked the same question. So we'll be able to conquer a lot of those and just, you know, a few different, just one fell swoop. But as well, you can either raise your hand here on the webinar. On your control panel, you can raise your hand. You'll either need a microphone on your computer or you'll need to mute your computer and then call in with the phone number. And you can actually ask me a question live and be able to converse with me there. Or you can type it into the chat area. Now, keep in mind, I can get better feedback and give you better feedback if you actually call in than versus just typing the question in. If you type the question in, I can't always figure out for sure what it is that you're asking me about. So, having said that, we'll go ahead and I'll probably go ahead and show you my screen just to make sure you guys can see my screen. And by the way, too, you can go to my blog at advertisingblog.gg.com and look some of this other just information that we're going up over. If you haven't yet, there's a few of you, some of you here have yet to register for the Take the Top 10 course. So you can go to my blog at Advertising Blog with 2 G's and click on this link here, and you'll be able to go directly to the order page. I better mute that before the video starts. You go directly to the order page. But what we're going to do, too, is just kind of show you some of WordPress, what WordPress is about, and kind of get your feet wet with learning some of this basic type of stuff. So one of the most frequently asked questions that I receive, one, even on my blog, I noticed this, so we need to go ahead and hammer this down so that you guys know for sure what it is that we're talking about. We're going to go ahead and go to Google and do a quick search for, search for carpet cleaning, Pensacola, my city. And we're going to look at the search results, and I want to make sure that everybody already understands what the difference between organic SEO and pay-per-click and Google Places, what they call it, or Google Maps, this map area here. A lot of the times, and I see this confusion almost every time we start talking about ranking your website or getting on top of Google or whatever. Sometimes, too, people will, the other day somebody mentioned a talk on the ICS bulletin board, and it was the topic of this Google rep called me, and I talked to him for half an hour, and they were wondering why they didn't just hire Google for doing their SEO. And I went, well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Sounds like a scam, because Google reps don't call you trying to sell you SEO services, because that would kind of be an oxymoron. Google wouldn't do that. That's not in their best interest. That's not what they do. They would sell you pay-per-click advertisements, which are these areas up here, but they wouldn't sell you these down here, because this is why you go to Google. You go to Google so that Google will show you, when you type in carpet cleaning Pensacola, you're saying, Google, I'm trusting you to show me the most relevant websites in the whole world that are associated with carpet cleaning Pensacola. And then the websites come up. And then you go, good, I trust Google, and these websites are relevant. So their job is to rank the most relevant. Their job isn't to simply, whoever pays the most money gets to get listed there. That's why these are free. That's what's so great. And yes, that's what a lot of, if not entirely, what this course is about, getting rankings in Google multiple times for free. I mean, here we're talking about, actually, this is my search right now, and this has just changed. I've got the number one listing, number two listing, number three listing, number four listing. This is a competitor. I've got the number six listing and the number seventh listing with the YouTube video. And so right now I've only got seven of the top ten. But, of course, I've got the top for the Google local, the Google places here. But still, it's very important to just understand. But just to basically and real quickly let you know, I mean, what we're looking at here, and you know what, I just realized that you guys can't see my screen, so we're going to probably have to make sure you guys can see my screen now. Here we go. All right, getting a couple comments about that. Okay, so again, this is what we're looking at. We're Googling carpet cleaning Pensacola, And understanding that this area up here is the Google Ads pay-per-click area. These are things that, yes, you can get a Google rep to help you with. The thing is, you're going to be paying money for every time somebody clicks on one of these. If I click on one of these competitors, they're going to pay money for me to click on them. The good thing is you can get ranked here right away. Bad thing is once you stop paying that money, it's down the toilet. You don't really gain anything. I think the number that the gentleman on the ICS bulletin board, I can't remember what his name was. He may even be on this call right now for all I know. But he had mentioned that he was getting quotes from Google for like $4,500 for 3 months. And I think he was in a little bit larger city. And the thing is, yeah, and that could even be worth it. But once you stop paying that $4,500, you don't show up on Google anywhere. But the great thing about organic pay-per-click, which is down here, this is what we're going to be talking about. Because when you type in carpet cleaning Pensacola, what you're asking Google is to show me the most relevant terms with carpet cleaning Pensacola, your city. And they're not going to, it would be against their best interest to charge money to get ranked here. So they're not going to do SEO for you. They're not going to rank you here for a fee. They will rank you here if you market your website properly, if you set the keywords on your websites properly, and you do the right things. They'll rank you there multiple times, as we're seeing here. We're talking about, this is my local search. We've got number one, number two, number three, number four. Number five is a competitor. We've got number six and number seven. And, so there. But, again, just to reiterate, this is the pay-per-click area. This is not mostly what we're talking about here in this course. This is the Google Places area, the Google Maps area. We will go over a little bit of this in this course. So this isn't rocket science, actually, to show up here. The only quick thing that I'll tell you about this right now is you really technically need to have a local address in that specific city that you want to get ranked for. A lot of guys ask me, well, I don't have an address in Pensacola. Well, how do I get ranked in Pensacola? Well, you can do it a little in a shady way. You can do it and pretend like you've got an address in Pensacola. You may get banned from Google, or bad things can happen to you eventually. And it doesn't always happen, but it definitely can happen. So, but anyway, this is the local maps area. We'll be talking about some of this. Yes. Is this important? Yes. But the problem is it's really impossible to ethically get ranked multiple times in this. That's the problem. it's also, sometimes even hard to get ranked in this out of the city that you service. Let's say I wanted to get ranked in a city outside of Pensacola. If my office was in Pensacola, that would be hard for me to do. You can do that with this. You can get listed in multiple cities with this. Of course, it's a little bit more work, but it's definitely possible. It's definitely doable. But anyway, I hope that answers that part of the question, because that's sort of the main big thing. What we're concentrating on here is not pay-per-click. So understand that. It's an organic free listing here in Google. Some, we'll teach some on this, but mostly here, getting listed here. This is where more of the clicks go. Actually, these top two are really where more of the clicks go out of anything else. So, okay, let's move on. Let me double check that everybody, question area here. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting comments. Should we be seeing something on your screen from earlier? So I'm seeing that. Looks like you guys can see my screen now, so everything's great. All right. Now, a few other more commonly asked questions. Why do I need a standalone WordPress website anyway? And what is a standalone WordPress website? Well, a WordPress website can be almost anything. Here's an example. Let's go back to the one that I had here. Here's an example. Let me go to the home page of that. These are all WordPress websites. Here's an example. And I can show you lots more. Here's another example. But these are all WordPress websites. Sometimes they look like blogs, like this one kind of does, because you can see it says Hello World and there's a posted time. Sometimes they don't quite look as much like a blog, like possibly this one doesn't really look quite as much like a blog. Sometimes you can even make them, and sometimes we create them to where they don't look like a blog at all, even remotely. But that's basically a WordPress website. Why would you want a WordPress website? Well, the neat thing about a WordPress website, a few things. One, it's very easy for you to go in the back end, and I'll be showing you this in just a little bit, but to go in the back end of the WordPress website and add pictures and add videos. Now, some of the things aren't quite as easy, like to always change the header, that's not quite as easy, to change the background, that's not quite as easy, and add some of the basic or the harder layout of the site, that's not always easy. Sometimes it is, depending on the template that you use or depending on the theme that you use. But to add pictures, to add text, to add videos, to add a new article, to add a new page to the site, super easy once the WordPress site is in place. So that's one reason why it's great. You can easily add stuff yourself. The other reason is because it's so easy for everybody to add stuff to it, WordPress loves it, or I'm sorry, Google loves it because you're adding updated content constantly to your website. So Google eats this stuff up. They know that people that are blogging, this is why the blogging phenomenon came around, all these people that are blogging, they found out that the more relevant, up-to-date information came from people that blogged. Therefore, they started really loving WordPress. So they really wanted to take all the information that WordPress, anybody that had a blog, take it and eat it up and compile it quickly, because Google is interested in getting the most up-to-date, relevant information. For instance, some of the maybe more newsworthy things that have happened within the last, a few months. Nothing. I don't watch the news anymore, to be honest with you, because it just depresses me when I do. So I can't think of much of anything. But let's say if something noteworthy to do with a hurricane or an earthquake happened within the next hour, there would probably be something on Google about it. And it would be in the Google index, and it would get ranked that fast. I would venture to probably say if it was major, probably in a big news website or something, a big, really a high profile website, put a simple blog post on, I would venture to say it would probably be ranked in Google within even maybe 20 minutes, maybe even less. So that's why WordPress is so important, because a lot of those type of news platforms use WordPress. So that's really kind of the beginning of that. But Google eats it up. So that's another reason. But the other thing, and the other question that this, you know, that I kind of got repeatedly is, why would I want to have more than one website? And why would I, you know, what would be the reason behind that? And, you know, I think I hopefully gave a pretty good example when I showed you this. Let's see here. That's up there. Let's go to this. Oh, that's the Google Wonder Wheel. I don't remember how to delete that. Okay. Well, anyway, this is the listing of Pensacola. Because then you can get listed more than one time, guys. I mean, do you think Pensacola is not really all that large? We get on a bare minimum 12 calls, email, probably even more than that, you know, email inquiries and calls a week. And we're only in a city of Pensacola is 100,000. The surrounding area is close to 500,000, but Pensacola itself is 100,000. That's significant. Would we get that many if we only had one website we're ranking here? No. Okay. So there you go. The more rankings you have, the more possibility you've got. Well, obviously, the more traffic you can get, the more money you can make, the more jobs you can book. And the thing is, too, so many clients that call us go, well, geez, you were all over the web, so you were obviously the person I had to try to call. You know, it's just a no-brainer because you're everywhere. You've got good information, and you've got these great videos, and, you know, so it's just a no-brainer. So that's why you're going to want to have more than one website, okay? The other reason, too, is let's say you do water restoration, or you do maid service, or you do window cleaning, or you do another secondary service, area rug cleaning. We have a lot of area rug cleaning businesses here, I know. So the thing is, when you have a dedicated website for a specialty service like something like that, and you were to Google rug cleaning Pensacola, rug cleaning Atlanta, and your rug cleaning website shows up, then they go, wow, well, this isn't just a carpet cleaning company. One, you've got more of a precedent set for you being more professional in that area. That's huge. Okay. The other reason, too, is you can actually show up more on the search engines easier for that particular search term of rug cleaning or area rug cleaning, your city name. So those are, you know, that should be reason enough right there. Now, I will tell you this right up front, for something like rug cleaning or even window cleaning or even water damage, unless you're in a pretty large city, there's not a whole lot of searches for those. Okay. In fact, if you're in a really small city, I probably wouldn't even bother with having a site just for rug cleaning, or I would probably have at least two, if not three, sites for carpet cleaning, and that was, in fact, what I would have even started with my company. But the reason being is because there would be hardly anybody searching specifically for rug cleaning in the city name. And or if you had a rug cleaning website, have it more optimized for carpet cleaning than rug cleaning. Because the thing is, if you're in a city of maybe only 10,000 people, there might be two people a month searching for rug cleaning, you know, so why bother with that? There may be a couple hundred searching for carpet cleaning, though. So, you know, that, why you would probably want to go there. But again, with big things like some of the clients we've got with like water damage websites, they say, well, yeah, we don't get that many calls from this website. But boy, John, when we do, it's great because they're not just, you know, $50, $100 jobs. They're, you know, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000 jobs. So there you go. That's another reason to have more than one website. Because the thing is, the fact of the matter is, guys, Google is the new Yellow Pages. Okay? And the funny thing is, I used to only just talk about Google. Bing, by the way, and Yahoo are actually gaining market share from Google. Part of the reason why I think that's going on is Google's doing this new, these new weird things like with local search. There's all these other things going on with Google of them actually taking, and a lot of people don't realize this, but Google is storing every search that you make for, I don't remember how long it is, but if somebody in the FBI ever needed to know what you were searching for on Google for the last year, they could tell you. Google could go tell the FBI exactly what you've been searching for. Some people don't like that. It's kind of, you know, but so because of that, I think Google has lost some popularity. More people, not a lot, but Google is still the predominant search engine, by the way. But some people have gone to Yahoo and Bing. But definitely concentrating, because the other question that I often get, not really as much for just recently, but the other question I often get is, do you think that, you know, Yahoo and Bing, should we concentrate on getting ranked for those? Well, absolutely. And the thing is, you just concentrate on just one of them, and you'll show up for the other ones. There are some specific things you can do to show up a little bit more for Yahoo or Bing. However, Google's still the bigger one, so you want to more or less concentrate on Google and probably get ranked in the meantime in Yahoo. So, all right. Let's see here. Another question about, okay, another big question was, is this course different from the Internet Marketing course or the Get on Top of Google course? And the important thing to note is, in some ways, yes. In fact, if you've been a part of one of those two courses, excuse me, you should have gotten a coupon code to be able to get into this new Take the Top 10 course. And if you didn't get a coupon code, let me know and email me, and I can get one to you. But yeah, there are some similarities because of that. That's why you get the coupon code to be able to be a part of this. But this course is more about multiple rankings and creating WordPress sites, you know, and really utilizing and putting WordPress sites up. So, you know, that's kind of the difference. Yeah, it is about SEO. It is about ranking on Google, but not just ranking on Google once. It's about really creating a network of sites, sort of, but also other social media sites. And it's not just about putting up a bunch of websites. By the way, I probably don't recommend that anybody put up more than, I don't know, I might have a couple of clients that have five or six, okay? Probably don't recommend more than that, okay? Because, I don't know, maybe there's some fear things in the back of my mind about what Google could do that you don't. But still, whenever you do start to talk about putting up more than one or two websites, there are some strategic things that you need to do to protect yourself. And if you're not careful, if you put them up poorly or haphazardly or without really, really knowing what to do, Google could ban all of your websites, you know, forever. So, you know, and you could have put a lot of work into putting them up. You could have put a lot of work into trying to get them ranked. And you could even have gotten them ranked. But then one day, if you didn't cross a couple of your T's and know what you're doing to dot some of these I's, then Google could indeed ban you. So that's basically it. And again, if you didn't get the coupon codes, just email me, and we'll get those to you. If you were part of the Get on Top of Google course or the Internet Marketing course, one of those two. Another question, and this was a good question, somebody who's actually thinking about, he says, I want you to develop a website for me, but I don't want to pay the monthly fee for the Internet Dominator for the light optimization. With this, will I be able to get registered and without having the light optimization fee? And the thing is, too, by the way, if anybody gets into the Internet Dominator program, which you can go to hitmanadvertising.com/internet or go to hitmanadvertising.com and click on the website services, you don't have to be in the Internet Dominator. The Internet Dominator, the light optimization, is just a light optimization. It's not something where we go in and do a ton of optimization for you. It's just a small amount. It's great for either two people. One, if you're in a smaller city, it's awesome. Because we got many, I've got dozens and dozens of guys that are in small cities that rank number one off of paying for light optimization is $57 a month. So that's cool. When you call a lot of other SEO companies, even in small cities, they're going to tell you $300 or $400 a month. Doesn't matter how small the city is. So that's when it's really, really cool. The other time it's really, really cool, let's say you're not in a real small city, you're in a medium-sized city, or even a big city, is when you, and a lot of the guys are actually, the thing is, a lot of the guys are even in my Get on Top of Google course and my Internet Marketing course. A lot of them are in the Internet Dominator program and still have us do the light optimization for a little bit more SEO backbone, because what we do in the Internet Dominator is it's not just about maintaining your website. It's about giving backlinks to your website through other websites that are in our network. It's about doing other SEO for you. Even on occasion, we write articles on your behalf and submit links to your website for you in the Internet Dominator, and all that's only for $57 a month. So for the money, it is, you know, kind of a no-brainer. But by the way, too, I'm going to have some specials that are things going on for the guys that are in the Take the Top 10 course that you'll be able to get in the Internet Dominator program without having to invest the normal initial fee to be able to get in. You still might have to invest a small fee, but not nearly as much as you would normally have to invest. So just as a side note. The other question is, you know, specifically people are asking what's involved in this course. Well, it's about getting multiple listings in Google, like we talked about, Yahoo and Bing, with WordPress, social media sites, videos, and all of that. And everything, the way it's given to you, is everything's given to you broken up into, I think we've got some of the information here about how it's given. But it's given to you broken up in different modules, and it's all, most of them are videos and also reports, PDF reports, and sometimes Word documents that are given to you to be able to just digest all the information. And you'll be able to go over the stuff on the member page. We usually keep the member page up for a couple of years. We can go back over it. Everything's really broken down for you, and you'll be shown all the easiest ins and outs on getting multiple rankings, all the pitfalls with having more than one website that you can avoid, the easiest ways to put up WordPress websites, the easiest ways to customize some of your WordPress themes and be able to get your website looking nice. And every week we do a one question and answer webinar to answer all your questions. And of course, the bonuses that we've got going on right now are just, you know, huge, because we're actually going to be putting up, we've got still got some slots left for, I think this number's changed a little bit since I last updated this, but I know we've got at least 30 bonuses left where you get, of course, the previous Get on Top of Google course, but you also get your first website put up for you, first WordPress website put up for you, which alone I've charged, you know, $397, $497 easy all the time for that type of thing. You also get 5 articles written for you that you can actually use either on your website or for an article directory. And you get a custom graphics package so you can have some graphics already to put up on your website. And this alone, you know, easily worth $900, you know, no problem. So the bonuses, of course, you know, are something huge. But, and again, it's, you know, it's just basically, you know, for all these bonuses, some of them will start going away after 39 people purchase, so keep that in mind. The other a popular question I had was, how long does it take to get the Top 10 program up and running to see results? Well, the thing is, if you do what's taught, you can usually see some results in 2 to 3 weeks. Now, I'm not talking a number one ranking in Phoenix, Arizona, or Houston, or New York, or Atlanta, or Miami, or a huge city, okay? I'm not talking about anything like that. But I'm talking about usually, not even always, but usually. And the thing is, the other caveat is, if you do the things that we're teaching, you can usually see some results in 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, you know, not in big cities. And some of that too depends on where your website stands right now, and if you're using your existing website, or if you're just using the brand new website that you're building in WordPress, or you know exactly what you're doing, and are you really doing everything that we're showing you how to do inside the course? But usually you can see some benefit to your ranking and see your ranking actually show up, usually on the second page, if not barely at least the first page, usually even the second page, if not even the first page if it's a smaller city. A lot of it depends on your competition, how big your city is. And then, two, we're actually going to be doing a special fast action plan for the guys who really want to do this quickly. There are some new ways, especially with WordPress, that I've been learning lately to really just get a WordPress site to just jump up at the top fast, you know, within that 2 or 3 week time period. So yeah, that'll be something that you'll get to within the course. Another popular question I have is, when does the time clock start for the 30-day guarantee? In other words, when I purchase, you mentioned that you've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. Now, I do have basically a lifetime guarantee on the, once you get in the course, if you get your feet wet and you do apply some of these things, and then you decide, well, geez, this isn't what I want to do, you can apply all the money that you paid for the course toward having me do full service optimization for you. That way you're not just completely losing out on all of this. Let's say you decide, oh, I give up, I don't want to try this, and you can apply some of that toward having me do that for you. But now, if you have, you know, purchased the course already, the thing that we're actually doing right now is, since we have we're a little bit of a lag time in actually getting the course up and going, so this webinar tonight is more of an open, kind of laid back. We are going to answer some of your questions, and a lot of your questions too, specifically about WordPress, some of the more introductory basic ones that you would have, and you know, but a lot of you already haven't had time to go into the videos and look through some of the videos, the ones of you who are in the course, you haven't had time to do that yet. So we're officially really starting the course next week, even though some of you are already in there and already getting some of this. So the 30-day, what we decided to do for any of the 30-day guarantee and any of that, that's not really going to start until Monday, even if you purchase this weekend, it's not really going to start until Monday or from when you purchase the, obviously, from 30 days. So keep that in mind. The clock doesn't really start on that until Monday. So there we go. So let's see here. Some other questions. These are questions, just basic questions that some of you have asked when you were signing up for this particular webinar. And then as soon as I go over these, we're going to be answering some of the questions that you all have put in just here in the last few minutes here on the call. So look and see, I'm getting a lot of questions already here. Okay, and this is always one of my favorite. I've been taken by so many scams. How do I know that this is any different? Well, and I apologize because I didn't write your name down when I've got this printed out. It's only got the question, but I can't address who it was exactly that had asked that. But and that's an excellent question, because the thing is, and I know because I have a carpet cleaning company too, by the way, guys, in Pensacola, Florida. So I know that almost every day, if not every day, like clockwork, I get a call from some SEO person selling me the latest, you know, we'll promise you, you know, top ranking on Google, you know, here. Just give me your credit card number over the phone. And there are people that are kind of dumb enough to take people up on that, to be honest with you. No, you shouldn't. So, and then the big thing that I've got about that is, never do business with anybody on the phone that just calls you out of the clear blue, guys. I mean, that's just super important. But how is this any different? One, well, this particular is a training course that you do. So it doesn't as much depend on me as much as you need to go in and do it. I'll give you all the tools. I'll show you what I've done to rank literally hundreds of cleaning websites, most of them carpet cleaning, some of them janitorial service websites, some of them maid service websites, some of them water damage sites, some of them mold remediation sites, but most of them carpet cleaning sites. But I'll show you the things that I've actually done and am doing right now. You know, I've got guys that pay me $1,000 a month to do search engine optimization for them on their website. And I'll show you specifically the things that we do. I'll just outline that type of stuff, but also, too, show you how to do getting more than one website ranking for all of this type of stuff. But how is this any different? One, I don't know how you landed upon this webinar. You might have been referred by another cleaner. You might have been referred by somebody else in the industry, or you might have just Googled my name and come across. But I've got a great reputation in the industry. I'm not just a fly-by-night. I've actually been in the carpet cleaning industry for 13 years now. I know all the industry, most of the industry leaders, are friends with many of them. Some of them, a couple of them are even on this webinar here tonight. You know, basically I speak in the industry all the time. If you've ever heard of the Connections Conference, I will be speaking with Connections on the ICS magazine platform, which is one of the top two carpet cleaning industry magazines. I'm a regular author for them. But basically, the thing is, I'm not just the fly-by-night guy. I'm not here to just take your money one time and run. And the guys that, and you can look at the testimonials that we've got, you know, here, even on this page, here on, you know, and if you still, that's not enough for you, you need personal references, well, you know, email me, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise I can get back to you with them right away. But in a nutshell, I guess that's probably the biggest reason. And again, the thing that really got me with that is that when he asked, I've been taken so many times by scams like this. Well, the thing is, don't just trust what you've heard by just some guy who calls you out of the clear blue, okay? Hopefully, if you got here, you were probably referred either from another website or, you know, not real sure. But I, you know, I've been in the industry for a while, and I've got some credibility, so there you go. And I'm not here, by the way, just to take your money, you know, for this one time and then leave you stranded. I want to help you. And two, I want you to become a client of mine for a long time, just like when we do cleaning for clients inside of their home. We're not just there to come in to take their $200 for the carpet clean today. The only way we really make money is by coming back 6 months or a year from now. Well, this is the same principle right here. And a lot of the guys that are part of these courses usually are clients of mine for a long time. So, okay, so another good popular question is, how do I get more top 10 placements? A few ways, you know, one is to build more WordPress websites, you know, linking to each other in the right way. Guys, you got to realize with some of the stuff that we're even giving you yet, like this, or could be dangerous statements. So the one thing that I want to tell everybody right now is don't get done with this webinar and then tomorrow go out and build 5 WordPress websites. Wait for that. The guys that are in this course, don't do that. Wait for that. Don't do that yet. But part of it is doing that. Part of it is through social media sites. Part of it is through videos and even using YouTube and other sites like Vidler and some of these other sites. And just being able to link those together properly and being able to do some other things to promote these websites, doing other SEO to promote these websites to get shown on top of Google. You know, and the funny thing, a question like that, how do we get more top 10 placements? I mean, that's something that would literally take, you know, probably 40 hours to answer that question. So that's not a question that I can just, it's not just a golden bullet. Which the other drawback, you know, with this too, by the way, guys, is there's going to be none of this that we give you with this that is just a golden bullet that's going to solve all your problems with getting on top of Google. I wish there was just one place where I could say, hey, guys, submit your website link to this, you know, www.goldencarpetcleaningsite.com, and you'll get ranked number one for every website that you ever put up. There's no such thing. There is some work involved in this. And again, depending on the size of your city, the bigger your city, the more work that there is, you know, in all honesty. If you're in a small city, very little work will need to be done. Now, the other drawback is you won't get as much traffic, so the more work, but, you know, that's the way almost with everything in life it works out. The more work, the more reward, you know, that you're going to get out of it. What are the best uses for WordPress? And this is actually asked, ironically enough, I remember because I jotted a note by somebody who owns a ChemDry franchise. I don't remember exactly who it was, I apologize, but I do know that it was somebody who owns a ChemDry franchise. Well, one thing that I want to tell everybody who is a ChemDry franchise, because I know there's a few of you here on the call, if you do, Ed, one of the head guys at ChemDry, the marketing department, I've had a couple of conversations with him about WordPress blogs. We've put up a couple of WordPress blogs for a few ChemDry members. They still might want to run this by him, so don't take this as gold because, you know, I don't, you know, if you have a ChemDry franchise, you know what I'm talking about. But you do probably want to run this by Ed. But basically, he is authorized to be able to let ChemDry have their own blog as long as it looks more like a blog. Now, remember, like we talked about, what are the best uses for WordPress? You can have a WordPress blog look like a complete website that doesn't really look like, let's see, let me do a search for this and find this one, that doesn't really even look like a blog. It looks more like just a regular website. You can also do one that does look more like a blog, like this one, and even this one right here. This is a basic, just themed blog, to where there's posts and it's just, you know, information and lists and maybe some links and some pictures. And, you know, you can make one, you can dress it up to look better than this. This is a really basic one, but you can do that. Now, the thing is, if you have a ChemDry, though, you're actually able to put up a blog, a separate blog. So if you're not doing that, you're kind of losing out because you can get a lot of traffic coming in for that separate blog. So that's one use of WordPress. The other use is to actually use it as an actual website where people come, and this is your main website for where they come and find out about carpet cleaning, carpet stains, pet stains, watch videos for your site, whatever, towards more of a actual WordPress, more of an actual website instead of a WordPress blog. But so, you know, that's basically the uses of WordPress. Lot of other, actually, that doesn't stop there. It gets a lot more complicated than that, but because there's a lot of things you can do with WordPress. You can take WordPress, turn it into a member site. You can turn it into a forum. You can turn it into just a lot of different things. But those are for a cleaning company, those are probably two of the biggest things that you'd want to do is either have it your main website or just a blog where you make commentaries and post your specials and some information about your company and that type of thing. But the main thing is these things like this, actually this more used to be a regular type of blog, but your blog can show up in the search engines for when somebody types in carpet cleaning in your city name. You know, there you go. In fact, I think this, I'm not sure if this one still does. This is actually an old one that we had for one of our clients that we're not doing SEO for anymore right now. But so basically though, our blogs do a lot of the times show up in the top 10 of Google. So there you go. That's it. More traffic. Again, more traffic equals more money, more people to your site, more people calling you. So that's the important part. Having a standalone blog and a blog with a website, which blog should we give more time posting to? So somebody that's got a standalone blog, which is something like right here, that's just a separate domain name. Then we've got somebody who's got a, and I don't want to just start flashing. Let's see here. We've got... Okay, what at times, I was going to show you an example, but off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody's site that's got this right now that I would be able to show. But basically, at times, you can have a regular HTML or regular type of website with a blog attached to it. And a lot of the times, that was the type of website that we were building for guys for a while, mostly because I knew that WordPress was a good source to be able to add content to easily, add news to that Google can eat up and still help rank your website a little bit better. So the question this gentleman has got is it having a standalone blog, in other words, something that's just kind of like this, or a website with a blog on it? This is sort of an example kind of like that, so it's kind of this too, even though this is WordPress. Which blog should we give more time posting to? And the answer to that is it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, the main thing is don't get too bogged down with posting to your blog. Now, the thing is, the thing that you probably want to concentrate on is if you've got a blog like this that's showing the dates at the beginning of the blog, like up here at the top, you probably want to post that more often just because when people come, they're going to see, oh, well, this hasn't been posted to since May. Well, they're going to click the backspace. If it's something like this where they can't quite tell that, well, I guess they can't hear if they look intricately right down there at the bottom. But up here they can't tell. Then at that point, well, you know, whatever. You don't need to... You don't need to post but once every month or every other month or every 3 months. Or, you know, we've got blogs that still rank really well, by the way, that haven't been posted to in a year. You know, so is it better if you post to it regularly? Yes. If you have a WordPress blog, you want to post to it regularly. Ideally, it's going to help your ranking. But it's not the end of the world. It's not imperative. Is it a good thing to build specific domain websites that answer only one question and have links to the master site? I don't think I quite understood that question. That answers only a domain website that answers only one question. I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that question, but is it a good idea to build a bunch of websites and have them link to one master site? Yes and no. I'd say yes if you do it right. No if you link them improperly and you set up the hosting improperly, it could be bad. Actually hurt you eventually. And again, if it's only two or three websites, it's probably not as big of a deal. If it's more than that, you could definitely get in trouble. Let's say I get top ranking dominating three communities. Does that last a long time? And how do I maintain it? Good question. Does it last a long time? Usually. Again, it depends on what your competitors are doing. If you're doing a little bit of SEO right now and you're kind of being lackadaisical about it, not doing much, and all of a sudden your competitor starts to do a whole bunch, well, you could lose all your rankings. If he decides to put up, you know, if he's part of this course and you don't realize that he's putting up six websites and he's doing more than you are, then yeah, he could completely throw you out of the search ranking. But there are websites that we've got that, again, are several years old that have been ranking right at the top of Google that I haven't done anything with in a year or two. So, you know, in all honesty. But the thing is, the groundwork first has to be laid for you to be able to get there, and you do have to do some initial work, you know, involved to be able to be able to do that. But usually, how much maintenance does it need? Not much. After it's actually really ranking, it does need some, but it doesn't need anywhere near as much at the beginning. It's hard to say. That's so subjective. It depends on the size of your city and what your competitors are doing. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe on our sites, I'd maybe even say we do maybe on maybe all four sites, maybe, I don't know, an hour or two on average a month. You know, if that, sometimes, like I said, with some of these sites, we don't do anything with for a long time. So, okay, how do I implement these changes if we're not a webmaster? And this is another great question, because it's super easy. There's not really, you know, it's nothing that's hard. It's just, you know, just go into, in fact, let's go ahead and go into Google, and I'll go ahead and show you, because the other question that we get is WordPress difficult to use? Well, no, it's not. We'll go ahead and make a post on one of these right now, and we'll show you. This is a blog that we actually put up, actually the other day when I was making the videos for the course, just to show everyone. Hope I'm still logged in here, and yes, I am. I'm already logged in, but this is the login that you would use after the WordPress domain name, your website domain name, wp-admin, or you click on the admin button. And this is the back end of WordPress. This is, you know, basically the whole area that you're going to use to do anything in WordPress. Okay, and if you want to put up a new page on your website, you're going to click on Pages, and then you'll be able to put up a new page on your website. If you want to put up a new post on your website, you're going to click on Posts. Have a new post to put up. Now, I don't remember the difference between a page and a post. A page is like another whole page for like a website. So a post is just putting a post on your blog, on the area that's actually got the dates and the things that come up here. And I'm not exactly sure on this new theme. Well, we can even see. So it's just really easy to do. I'm just going to go on Pages. I clicked on Pages, Add New. And I don't want to have to write anything new, so let me go to one of these other blog posts and copy something real quick. I probably won't want to keep this up there, because then Google will judge it as duplicate content. But, okay, we'll just copy some of that. By the way, you don't want to have duplicated content on your website, ideally. Now, it sometimes can work, but it's not the best idea. This. Okay, then I just click Publish. Now, I obviously would either need to type that or I would, you know, but just click Publish. And I've got a page added to my website. Did you see how easy that was? And my page is showing up. Yeah, that problem with the way this theme is actually done. Oh, there it is right there. Okay, see? That's it. Now I've got a page. Somebody can click on Carpet Cleaning. And my About Me page has already been set up there. Now that they're to the website, they click on Carpet Cleaning. That's all the stuff I just wrote. Pretty darn easy. So easy that was. Obviously, it would take me longer to write it, but that's it. Okay. Now I want to go back and edit that. Let's say I want to add a picture to that. Click on Edit, and I want to click on. I don't usually do it this way, but we'll go ahead and see. I'm going to select a file. I think I've got it on my computer. And what did I do with this one? I apologize, this is a computer that I rarely use. I use it to do these webinars, and that's about it. So I do not know my way around this computer. Okay, here we go. There's a picture. And, okay, so that's on the uploaded. We want to align it maybe to the left. Insert into post. And now we're going to click Update. And we're going to go back to the site. This is the main page again. Now we're going to click on the carpet cleaning page that we added. And now we've got a picture on the site. Come on, guys. This is just so simple, it's not even funny. Now, some of the things, too, that we're going to really be concentrating on in the course is adjusting some of this, being able to, and we're working on some themes right now, by the way, that are going to be customized, either area rug cleaning, might do a couple tile cleaning, but mostly, obviously, area rug cleaning and carpet cleaning type of themes, where there'll be a picture here of carpet cleaning or area rug cleaning that you'll be able to have your site. Some of them, too, will be more looking like this theme right here is actually one of them that we're working on for the guys, for those of you who are in the course that are going to get one WordPress blog put up. Now, you will be responsible for putting all the text in, but we will do the general outline for you. We'll kind of tweak some of the initial stuff, maybe put a couple of these type of buttons on there for you if you'd like, put an area for you to do a video, but you'll be able to go and add the text in. But did you see how easy that was? I mean, come on, okay? Now, let's go back to the home page. This is the main landing page. Now, the way this site particular right now is designed is you've got the news area, the blog area is actually on the main page. Now, we can move these, like I think on, let me see, well, it's been moved on this one. But we can move these. There's a few other ones that I've done. Or for some other special clients that I probably can't show you right now, but where the main page that you click on home is actually another page that's just like this. It's just a page about carpet cleaning, and you write some words, and you write, maybe if you want to, put a video in there too. We could have added a video that easily as well to this post, but this is actually another page. So let's say, too, now we want to make a blog post. So we're going to log back into the site admin area, and we're going to go to posts. We're going to add a new post, and we'll take some of that same text that we had, and maybe not add all of it, but let's see. There we go. Carpet cleaning post, and then we're going to click publish, and now I've got, this is on the main page of the site. See how easy that is. And I could have added a picture there just as easily as last time. You know, it's that easy. Now, we could even do the same thing on this. This is a site that's already a little bit more, it's got a little bit more tweaks in it, some modifications to it. But that's really as easy as that part of it is. Again, the harder part is what we'll do for you for the first one is adding your header for you, getting some of your other stuff, you know, some of the template down, maybe let you tell us if you want it to where you've got the blog on the front page or if you've got just a page that shows up, you know, kind of like this, or even a page that shows up. We'll give you a couple different options. We'll email you a couple different options. But, you know, that's it. And that's how easy, you know. So is it easy? Do you have to be a Word webmaster to be able to do this? Absolutely not. It's not hard at all. All right, can my business reviews follow me? Oh, somebody had an interesting question about business reviews. They're moving to a new county, and they want to know if my business reviews will follow them in the new county that I expand to. Probably, all you'll probably want to do is go into your WordPress settings and edit where your physical location is. They'll probably either want to email you a postcard or call you to confirm, but I've never had to do that, so I can't say 100% for sure, but I'm thinking probably it's not going to be a problem to be able to have your business review follow you when you move your company to another county. How long after making the new changes to website does it take to see the change in rankings? So he's asking, let's say I make some changes to my website, how long does it take to see the change in rankings? Well, hard to say. Sometimes, you know, a few hours. I've seen it happen in a few hours. Sometimes a couple of days. On average, probably, you know, 3 or 4 days. But here's the thing, too, guys, that you got to understand that I'll tell you right from the beginning. Doing one little change on your website probably isn't going to give you, like, a huge bump in your search engine optimization, okay? The way search engine optimization works and any of this type of stuff works is it's usually a whole overall general effect. And the bottom line, too, is some of the stuff that I even teach you to do for search engine optimization, probably, you know, some of it's, to be honest with you, done in vain. But you don't know what's done in vain and what's not done in vain, so you got to do all of it anyway. You know what I mean? Because, you know, for every little thing that you go and do for SEO, all of it doesn't, in other words, you can't just go and, if I tell you, you know, Easy and Articles is the best place to do articles, and you go and you do 2 Easy and Articles tomorrow, and then you turn around and go, well, I didn't get a better ranking. Well, it doesn't work that way. So you can't think of it like, you know, how long does it take after I make a small change to get a bump in my ranking? It doesn't work that way. It's a process of doing several things over time and then getting better rankings. How much time? I don't know. Like I said, sometimes as little as a few days, sometimes as much as a couple of weeks. You know, and it kind of depends on, too, how much competition you've got. I mean, there's so many variables. How old your website is, how much competition you've got, how big your city is, how small your city is, all those variables kind of come into play. Is the top 10 program compatible with Macs? I cannot use Publisher on Macs. None of it is in Publisher at all, okay? Is it compatible with Macs? Yes. In fact, I use a Mac. The only time I have used the PC in the last probably 2 weeks was the last time we did one of these webinars, and I used the PC. Since then, I don't use a PC. I hate PCs. So I use a Mac all the time. But can you use it on a PC? Yes. Can you use it on a Mac? Absolutely. No problem. Are templates good to use? Can the number of templates in circulation be bad if the numbers are high? If you're asking like a template-based program like Website Tonight, that type of thing, no, it's not going to be. Can it be used? Yes. So I guess the question was really, you asked, are templates good to use? So the answer is no. Templates are not good to use. Can they be used? Yes. Sometimes we have websites that we work on that are template-based that we get to rank. That can happen. It's a little bit harder. I don't recommend that you do it from the very beginning. In fact, if you've got a template-based program, I recommend that you get a WordPress program site as soon as you can. I don't recommend it. So, okay, let me go ahead and move on here and see. First, I'm going to see if anybody's got their hand raised so we can see here. Well, nobody with their hand actually raised, so we don't have anybody to. Let's see. We got some other questions, though, in the question queue. I know we got a ton of those. Okay. Okay, here's a good question. How will the top 10 course work with the site you created for me already? It's a newer site that we've kind of done. It would work to where you would use these other sites and the other things that we would do with the WordPress sites and or all the other things in this course, you can use those to actually bump up the optimization in that site and to do some other things to help that site get ranked a little bit better. Also, too, to be able to, like I showed you, to have more than one website ranking in the top 10 of Google. You know, so that's basically how that would work. It would be something to help your existing site because this, too, by the way, the stuff that we're going to teach isn't. We're going to mostly be talking about WordPress, but it also, a lot of it works for other types of websites too, even though predominantly what we'll be talking about for putting up new sites will be almost strictly about WordPress. But it works for any existing site that you've got. A lot of these other same principles do work for the existing sites that you've got. So it can help that out and even help other sites get ranked, the other WordPress sites that you create. Are you going to talk about getting good backlinks? Absolutely. That's going to be a good little part of the whole plan of optimization. That's a general part of optimization. Should we be seeing? Okay, we're talking about. Should we be seeing something on your screen? So yes. Oh, okay. Dusty Roberts, actually from Rug Badger Corporation, is on the line here, and he's saying that he loves the watch videos line in my. I plan on making a video for this, putting it on my blog in just a little while. So you guys, since you're here, you get to find out about this nifty little thing if you haven't seen it yet. And I think it's actually, I'm still looking at some of the data on how many hits we've got off of this last month versus this month. But see this little tag that says watch videos, it leads right to our videos that are in our Google profile. And I think it's costing, the first month was free. If you go into your Google, log into your Google local area, your Google business results or your Google business page where your profile's at, and then you'll probably see a little thing that comes up that says to get this for a free trial. So there you go. Try it out. Why the heck not? You know. And like I said, I think we have gotten. I haven't really got all the data yet. This is, I think, the second month we've been doing it. But it's just this little thing that you have to pay for. It's sponsored, but it's only like, $10 or $20 a month. I can't remember, but it's not very much. So might as well try that out. The main thing is it just makes your listing stand out a little bit better. Well, obviously, I'm right there at number A, so that helps too. But even then, why not? It makes it stand out a little bit better. So that's, you know, pretty cool. Okay. Richard's asking, having set up several websites for carpet cleaning, would you recommend a separate blog for each of these two? Ideally, probably. But, main thing is so that you can easily go and add content, but two, Google kind of, what I've learned too is the sites that I've that I don't have a WordPress blog on, even though I know how to put up all these other pages in HTML. I just don't do it as often. It's just easier to just go in and, oh, I'll just add a quick paragraph. Google loves that when you're adding stuff to the website. So ideally, yes. Is it the end of the world if you don't? Probably not. You know, depend on too is how your sites are currently ranking. Do you need to do some other stuff to for optimization? If you do, then yes. If you don't, then I probably wouldn't worry about it. You know, basically. Okay, yeah. So somebody, David Hebert, actually is in the Out of the Month Coaching Club and has been a part of these training courses for a long time, says that I've got a brand new website with an area that's got a population of about 50,000, and he put up the website, and he got to rank number 4 in 3 weeks. So there you go. And that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And, you know, and he I'm sure was applying some of the stuff that we've taught in some of the past internet marketing courses. So, yes, it's entirely possible. It's entirely doable. And it depends on your population. He was talking about a population of about 50,000, and that sounds about right. If you've got a population area of a, I don't know, 200,000 or 300,000, and competition's fairly stiff, something you've got some other internet savvy guys in the area, which, by the way, too, I've also run into situations, and I won't mention some of the city names, but in some of the even somewhat larger cities where there were other guys with websites, but none of them were internet savvy, none of them had hired any outside SEO people, so it was very easy to beat some of them sometimes even in large cities. Just kind of depends, you know, really so many variables. How much competition? Yeah, but is your competition actually doing anything online? Okay, good, yeah. And I totally dominate my organic listings and accepted the Google AdWords promotion. $100 gift card expires tomorrow. I fear what you said about being sucked in and then deciding later to opt out and being abandoned by Google. Well, you know, I think, Michael, I understand, but it can still be something good to try. Google AdWords is not a bad thing, okay? So let's you know, maybe sometimes I kind of downplay AdWords some, but there are occasions where Google AdWords is great. For instance, even if you do have several top 10 rankings, if you've got a slow week, why not have an AdWords ad to be able to get more traffic and maybe to be able to get a spur of the moment special offer that you're not going to offer all the time? We've done that, you know, and it's gotten us some new clients, you know, or to test out a new headline or, you know, that type of thing. AdWords can work great. Or two, maybe you're just getting started with your optimization and you want to do, and you only got one website ranking at all and you want to have some more traffic coming in your site. That's when AdWords is great too. Or maybe you don't have a water damage restoration website. You want to do some ranking for water restoration because there's, you know, floods right now in your city. Well, then again, that's when it's great. So, okay. All right. Okay, I won't mention who this particular person is, but he's saying he's new to this SEO thing, and he started to started to create a brand new website, and I feel like I'm an idiot when it comes to all this. I don't have a problem putting in the time that it needs that I need to do this. I just need a helping hand, and since I'm kind of a newbie, 2 to 3 years in the business, I don't have a bundle to spend right now. Okay, and you know, sir, I almost said your name, but I'm sorry. But that's a pretty common thing. And to be honest with you, we've got a lot of guys who are in that same predicament. He's saying he's new in business. He's not got a lot of money to spend. He doesn't know very much about the internet. Well, that's fine. Here's the thing, guys. If you made it to this webinar, if you're internet savvy enough, which, by the way, you've got some degree of internet knowledge. If you received an email from me, you know how to check your email, right? If you made it to this webinar, you know how to click on a few things and at least sort of let your computer download this crazy little program to get you on this webinar, right? You know something about computers. Believe it or not, there's other carpet cleaners who can't even find their way online, that don't know how to even get online. So there you go. You know, so you've got some internet savvy to you. But I did just show you how easy it was to get started. With this course, we'll even put up the first one for you, and to where all you'll need to do is you'll basically, why I even showed you that one template, because it's not the nicest template in the world, this is the super most basic template ever, but we'll even put up a little bit nicer template for you than this with some specific pictures. pictures to carpet cleaning and some other better stuff than this. But did you see how easy it was to just go in and post to that? If you know how to use something like, you know, your internet program to be able to open up your web browser, this is just super easy. You know, and there are intricate videos that we explain. Everything that I just did for you, we're going to have videos that explain exactly how to do these things specifically how to set up new WordPress sites, specifically how to do things to rank your website, specifically how to do linking. Does some of it get a little bit involved and a little bit complicated? Well, yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know, some of it can get complicated and even sometimes over your head if you're a newbie. But the thing is, two things. One, you don't always have to do all of it to be able to rank well. The other thing is, two, once you start to get your feet wet with doing some of it, the way the internet works is, you know, the first time you got in and you sat down at Google or at anything online, you probably freaked out and went, oh my gosh, where's the backspace button? What do I even do? But now that you've done it a little bit, it's easier. The more you do it, the easier that it is. So, that's basically it. But don't be scared. I can promise you. And two, we have webinars just like this every week that will walk you through all of this. And the other great thing too is I can promise you guys, if you've got more time than money right now, this is the best bang for your buck. The internet, by the way, guys, the best advertising. This is the reason too why I get so much into the internet. Not just because I love the internet. Okay, in some ways I really don't like the internet that much, in all honesty. But the reason why I love it is because my main thing is I want to concentrate on the most profitable advertising that there is. And the internet is it. Even if you've got to pay somebody else to do it, this is usually the most profitable advertising that it is. Even if you're in a larger city and you're paying me or another optimization person $1,000 a month, this is probably the most profitable advertising that you can still do on the internet. But especially if you can go in and you can just, you know, pay a one-time $500 fee to be able to go in and learn how to do some of this stuff and sit down and, you know, again, then you got to take the time to do a little bit of it. But if you do that, then, my gosh, it's a no-brainer. You know, then you can actually be getting business coming into your company for nothing, you know, after that. So there you go. I mean, so if you're on a tight budget, this is a great thing to get involved with and to be able to do. Mary is mentioning there are many mistakes in the banner of the Marietta site. Yeah, I probably even haven't looked at it. That's just a site that we actually got for I think my assistant had thrown up. It's not even a site for an actual company. It's just a quick site that we threw up. But thanks. We could probably use to change that. We just recently put that up there. Mike's asking, for a stone restoration or water damage blog, do I choose the domain name ending in .com or .info? I would choose .com. .com is going to be your better domain name. And we're going to have a lot more information about choosing domain names and specifically the keywords in the domain names here shortly, and you'll be able to get that whenever you get into the course, the whole video and really how to choose a good domain name for your blog. Okay, Billy's asking, there's a local guy that does sites that are self-editing. Can the things you teach in this course be used to update and be useful in getting one of these self-editing sites ranked better? Better one it is still. Couldn't quite understand the last part of your sentence. Can the things you teach in this course be useful to update and be useful in getting one of these self-editing sites ranked better? Yes, like I said, you can apply these principles to any site. Now, I do still, if you're going to get a self-editing website, though, WordPress is the way to do it, guys. You know, and again, we'll show you how to put these bad boys up. It's not rocket science. But WordPress is really the thing that Google loves. I would not go to website tonight. I would not. There's no other self-editing, because WordPress platform is a self-editing website, by the way. And you see how we went into this one website and added these posts. This is a self-editing website, okay? More so than probably even the website tonight and all these other, you know, different types of websites. So, but still, the stuff that we'll teach will help you be able to spruce up and enhance the optimization on almost any other type of website. So yes. Okay, let's see here. I am up 36% this month versus last year, 65% for the year to date versus last year, and haven't had a website or advertising for 4 months. Okay, cool. I'm really curious as to where we would have been if we had a website and advertising. Well, there you go. I mean, the thing about advertising, guys, is, you know, so many guys that do advertising just end up throwing their money away with advertising. The internet, though, if you do it properly, is definitely a way to keep the reins on, you know, and be able to actually know where your money's going, be able to change the things yourself, be able to get the clients coming in, be able to track how many clients are coming in, and for such little money, it's basically years ago, and you guys that have only had a business for a couple of years may not even have ever had a Yellow Pages ad. You know, when I first got in business 13 years ago, that wasn't really possible. I wouldn't say possible, but it was a rarity and probably wasn't recommended even back then to not have a Yellow Pages ad, okay? Nowadays, you can get away with it because of the internet. But what we would pay for Yellow Pages ads would be, you know, $500 a month. I think the largest one that I ever had, I might have paid $900 a month. I never went for the really, really big ads. But you spend a lot of money for those type of things. You can get the same type of impact, if not even more impact, with the website without spending, you know, in some cases, any money or very little money to be able to do this type of thing. So, yeah, it's huge. Okay, and then Billy mentions he's got to leave. Okay, good. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, let's see what other questions we got, if anybody else has got their hand raised, or let's see, I think we do have a couple. Okay, I think Dan or Sylvie has got their hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you guys. And
hi, John.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm mighty fine, mighty fine.
Good.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it good to, like, for instance, let's say we're in Ventura, California, and we'd like to get more Oriental rugs from nearby Thousand Oaks, California. Mm-hmm. Should I therefore, you were mentioning about this opportunity for us to have another WordPress blog, should we then say, yeah, let's use that to do a blog called Oriental Rugs Thousand Oaks? Is that
right.
A good way to do it? And is
absolutely.
It good
absolutely.
To have more? Okay.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly where some of this is going to come into play. When you've got a secondary city outside of the main city that you're servicing, or you've got several cities that you service, you want to be easily able to put up several different websites. Because otherwise, it's just not cost-effective to spend $1,000 or sometimes more put up a website in every city that you service. I mean, would it eventually pay off for you? Absolutely. It probably, even if you had to spend $1,000 on each website in five different cities, it probably would eventually pay off for you, but isn't it better to just, you know, spend, you know, a few dollars on hosting and that's really it? You know? So come on.
Oh,
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like I said, we're going to give you guys some templates of some other blog themes that you'll be able to use. Even after this first one's put up, you'll be able to use some of these other themes that we've got for that are just for, like, sort of like this, or maybe even a little, even kind of like this, except for hopefully we get the spelling done right. But with more pictures, we'll probably even change this picture out to be more geared toward like somebody cleaning carpet and, you know, and that type of thing, to be able to get that, be able to take that same thing and just change a few of the words and, you know, put your own text in. Obviously, you would get it where it would be empty, but you put all the text and all your own pictures and that type of thing in. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. We have a retail website for our documentary company. You know, with the World War II things that we do, and that's called ZenCart. Would that work about the same as WordPress to get that ranking a little better too? The same thing? What you think would work for ZenCart?
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's going to be the same type of strategies that are
yeah.
A lot of them, some of the core strategies that we're going to use are going to be universal. There's going to be a lot of just new stuff that's just WordPress kind of stuff that we're going to be talking about too, though. But yeah, but some of the same things that you've probably even already learned in the Get on Top of Google course and that type of thing can work for that website as well.
Okay. Well, this is all very exciting, so I'm
great.
Just glad to be part of this new seminar and course, this online course. Thanks, John.
Good. Well, thanks, Dan. It's good to have you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Sylvie. Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anybody else has got any other questions, comments. Let's see here. We've just about got everybody's questions answered. Okay. Well, good. So this is what you'll want to do. So we do still have, I think, around 30 of the bonus packages left. You'll want to go to, you can either go directly to hitmanadvertising.com/top10.html, just like it's written here, or go to my blog at advertising blog, which if you guys are on this webinar, 99.9% chance you've already been to this blog. But remember, it's just got two G's at the end, and there's a link directly over there. And you can find out all the information. If you think it's something for you, we'd love to have you. You know, and again, this is one of the top, probably the best way that I can think of that you can use to be able to get clients coming in for hardly any money at all. Somebody else has got their hand raised here. I think it's Mary. And let me unmute you, Mary. See if we can.
Oh, one moment, John. Dusty has a question.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't realize it was you under somebody else's name. Is this well, Rug Lover Mary that's with you?
Yeah, but she's shy.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't want to talk. She's loving her rugs, right? So, yeah, we've got a couple questions here.
Okay.
If you're doing press releases, like say with PR press,
uh-huh.
And you're putting the backlinks on that on those. Are they pretty good? Does that help you page rank pretty good?
Oh, yeah. PR press. There's a couple other ones that we're going to give you, too. Some of them some of the PR or press release websites you've got to pay a few dollars for.
Yeah, it's like $300 or something like that for PR
yeah,
press.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's really better or not, but...
Well, yes, and that's one strategy that I actually have used that I'm going to teach in the course on how to do some of that. So yeah, that can be, it's a little bit more costly way to get some links, but it's definitely a viable way to do it.
Yeah, I noticed that Dan and Sylvie have been using PR Press
yeah.
a fair bit, and because I use my, what do you call that thing that Google's always searching certain keywords for you,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming up all the time, man, I tell you, they're rocking. I think they're wonderful students of yours there, John.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, they've been doing real well. But yeah, doing those type of press releases can help get your ranking up. And again, it kind of depends on, you do have to write the press release. So you've got to have some writing ability to be able to do that. Some of the other strategies can be a little bit easier. But a lot of times when we do full-service SEO for guys, we do. You know, we pay the money to put out a press release for them. We write a nice press release for them because it does get so many, like you said, a lot of links from so many different places. And, two, just put your name out there. It helps.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of things you can always be, you know, doing a press release about. Like, for example, your latest IICRC certification for whatever it is. You know, whether it's yours or staff members, you know, that's great press release material.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there's a little bit more here. Mary, she's got rugloversmary.blogspot.com. She blogs like crazy about rugs in the rug business. And she says she's getting a 7-page rank. She goes, is that good?
She's got a PR of 7?
That's what she said, yeah.
Wow, well, that's actually really good. What was the blog again?
That's rugloversmary.blogspot.com. But she's a little bit confused because she's checked out like the page rank for other, say, blogs that she really admires and thinks lots of people are like you know, paying attention to, and they're like getting like 1 or 2 or something like that. Mary, is that right?
Or nothing.
Yeah. So she's going, well, what the heck am I doing right? She doesn't know what she's doing right. but you know, ultimately, the problem is what I have with it all is like. She's been blogging like crazy, but it never comes up on the front page of Google. So we
right.
need your help, John.
Yeah,
we want to make sure that those are coming. That we want to make sure that's coming up. I mean, we're coming up, you know, sometimes like average anywhere from 3, 4 to 7 times on the first page of Google searches, which I'm really happy with. But at the same time, the Google Places, the map ad, that one dropped off. Is you know, trying to figure out what happened. I think they tightened up on the actual. The map size, so our location isn't actually on the map anymore.
Oh, no.
Probably not much I can do about that.
We can. There can be some things we can help you with that. We can talk about that later. But you got to realize too, you have to be using your real physical location of where you're located.
Well, we do because we're a drop-off rug cleaning operation.
So that's
you know, we're not a carpet cleaner that can operate out of a box number or something like that.
Yeah, so that's important. So, well, basically, it would be, I don't know. We can talk about it though. We can help you out with getting that listed on there.
Okay, I'm just gonna see what other question we had here. Mary, was there something else?
That's it.
She says that's it.
Okay.
She says we got her.
Okay.
So that's awesome. That's been really good tonight, John. Thank you very much for answering our questions, and I know everybody else. It's been great questions. And hey, you got the answers. You're the answer man.
Absolutely. Well, that's perfect. All right. Well, thanks, Dusty.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. Perfect. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, that's actually Dusty Roberts, the owner and head guy for Rug Badger, the guy that makes the little machines that beat soil out of rugs and. Great little tool if you do rugs, also rug hanging racks and that type of thing. Okay, and this is, Steve Cope has got a question. Let me go ahead and unmute you, Steve, and see if we can get your question answered. Are you there, Steve? Hello, Steve? Okay, I think you had your hand raised, but I don't know if maybe you are having problems with your microphone. That could be it. I'll leave you unmuted in case while we're closing you happen to get your microphone hooked back up. So, okay, well, great. Let's see if anybody else had any other last-second questions. Okay, good. Oh, okay, so he put it in the chat box. Arizona metro area, 8 locations on Google Places, all bogus. Turn them in, question. it wouldn't hurt, to be honest with you, especially if it's Google Places. So that's because really the thing that Google Places is supposed to be doing, and again, just to make sure everybody knows for sure what we're talking about. We talk about Google Places, we're talking about up here, the map area. What Google's saying is, see the way the little A and B, these are the physical locations of where these people are located. But you could go in and create a fake address. It's a little bit hard to do, but doable. Create a fake address and say, hey, I'm here too, and I'm here, so you got listed 3 or 4 times. I don't know. I probably would, to be honest with you, if I was you in that case, so why not? You might as well. Okay, and somebody's asking, Rich is asking about a tile and stone website. Absolutely. Yeah, perfect. We can either, we might have like a theme we can do with this course, but even by the way too, if you need a website design, you don't have to do everything in this course too. If you want to have SEO done and you don't want to do it, we can do it all for you. We do that to where we go in and you sit back and relax. It's going to be a lot more expensive. It usually runs anywhere from on the low end $300 a month, on the high end maybe $1,400 a month, and the $1,500 a month in the really big cities like Houston, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, those type of things. Medium-sized cities, I don't know, maybe halfway in between there, but it kind of depends on your competition and some other factors. You can email me and I can give you an estimate, but, we can do all this for you as well. But yeah, absolutely, we can do that for you or even help you out with doing that as part of this course, so sure thing. So, well, all right, well, there you go then. And again, you'd want to go to hitmanadvertising.com/top10.html or go to advertisingblog.com and click on the link and you'll be taken here. And I hope that answers all of your questions. We do already have our basic stuff from Module 1 already live on the site, on the member page that you'll get access to as soon as you log in. You'll also get access to the Get on Top of Google course. If you were part of the Get on Top of Google course or the Internet Marketing class, email me if you didn't get a coupon code yet. I'll email you a coupon code to where you can get into this course at discounted price. As well, if you have any other questions, shoot me an email or go to the support area of hitmanadvertising.com. So thank you, guys. I appreciate you being on the webinar here tonight, and I hope you have a good night and a great Friday. Bye-bye.